Councilman Lattiser, if you can continue with finance, if everybody's back.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So we need an acceptance of the minutes from, we need an acceptance of the committee meeting held on March 9th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So PCR 37-20, consent bids for June 29th, 2020. PCO 7-19, pension board, that is mine. I'm going to hold till August 17th. We have ordinance relative to senior and veterans exemptions, hold till September 9th. An ordinance relative to employee benefits, hold till September 9th. PCO 2919, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts, Councilman Sinapi.
Hold till the August meeting, please.
At the request of the sponsor, hold till August 17th. Thank you. An ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1 of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances. We're going to hold till September 9th. An ordinance relative to the ratification of teacher contracts and support personnel contracts. That is also mine. Hold till August 17th. Item 8, PCR 195-19, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study healthcare insurance benefits, Councilman Sinapi.
Hold to the next meeting in July, first meeting in July.
The first, there's only one meeting in July, Councilman.
First and only meeting up. In July. Oh, it's backed up already? All right,
pretty booked
bump
up.
It to August, please.
Thank you. Hold till August 17th, thank you for that. PCR 11-20, resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park, hold till August 17th. PCR 13-20, a resolution to the DPW signage. So that was a specific area in my ward. I'm the sponsor on this. It was a specific area in my ward that the stop signs had not been put up for quite a lengthy period of time. Since this was put down as a resolution, those signs have been put up and taken care of. So I am going to make a motion to withdraw.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
For the clerk's record keeping, if we could take one motion that would to formally hold the items number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 to the dates as indicated. You can do that as one motion if you would were to move that.
Say that again?
We did not hold in individual votes on anything. So for the committee's record keeping, if we could just have a formal motion to hold all of those items to the dates as indicated.
Okay. At the request of the solicitor, I need a formal motion to hold everything from item 1 through item 9.
Item 2.
As indicated.
Items 2 through 9 to the dates
items
indicated.
2 through 9, correct.
I'll make that motion.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councilor. Okay. So Once again, we have a motion. We have a second to withdraw PCR 13-20. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. Motion passes unanimous. PCR 15-20, a relative resolution relative to school bonding construction for the 2020 ballot. Not drafted. I'm going to put that to, let's hold to August 17th.
Do you want to vote on that?
I need a motion.
Motion to hold to August 17th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. PCR 27-20, a resolution to the General Assembly. I'm going to make a motion to put that in a pending file. Need a second?
Second.
Who seconded that?
I did, the Councilman.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Okay. Need a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We have PCR 29-20. It's a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidences of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of athletic and/or recreational fields and facilities for the city high schools, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement rate of state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by that amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education and from the Rhode Island School Building Authority. Councilman Sinapi.
At the request of the school department, I want to hold this till the July meeting.
Again, that's the July meeting, Councilman. You want to hold it?
This time, yes.
Okay. So we are going to hold to the July, what is that meeting, July 13th. Okay, I'll make a motion at the request of the sponsor to hold item PCR 2920 to July 13th. Need a second?
Second.
We have a second by Councilman McAllister. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No. Thank you. PCR 37-20, 20-20-257, automotive wet batteries, finance. Let me just get to that. Does someone have that item handy? I cannot put my fingers on it right at the moment. Does anyone have that handy? Does anyone have that item handy? I just cannot put my fingers on it right at the moment.
Mr. Chairman, I have it here, the back of the packet in our binders. This looks like it was for automotive wet batteries. The award contract would be $34,000 to Wraps Auto Supply, which is on 3666 West Shore Road here in Warwick. Contract period 5/28/20 through 5/27/22. But looks like it came from our friends at DPW.
Yes. Okay. I have it here. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee on this? Any comments? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second.
Seconded.
Councilman Howe, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. New business, PCO 11-20, an ordinance in regards to approving the financing of the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, equipment, and extension of the city's sewage collector system. Councilman Howe.
Mr. Chairman, I believe we did submit this, but that's fine. We'll hold until the meeting in July.
You want to hold till the meeting in July?
Yes, please, sir. Oh, you said July is pretty booked up, right?
That's why I asked you the second time.
Well, you know, I looking at what the requirement is, I think it's kind of important to put it to July, and then we can decide if we want to continue with that.
All right. Okay. Motion to hold till July 13th.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to hold. We have a second. Who made that second?
I did.
Who made the second?
Councilman McAllister.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. PCR 4120 resolution addressing fiscal request for education for fiscal year 2020 through 2021. Councilman Sinapi. It's not drafted, Councilman.
Say the title again. I caught only the tail.
I'm sorry. It's PCR 4120. It's a resolution addressing fiscal request for education for fiscal year 2020 through 2021. It's not drafted. You want to hold that till August?
Yes, please.
Okay. We're going to hold that till August 17th. Thank you.
Motion to hold August 17th.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. You're there.
Aye.
Okay. And last item, PCR 42-20, resolution of the General Assembly in regards to reimbursement for hotel and meal tax revenue, not drafted. Council President Marola.
I was just going to defer to the city council solicitor here because I thought that that was drafted.
I believe it was drafted, but we were waiting for approval to submit it. So it is drafted. It just didn't get provided to the clerk.
Just hold it till July 13th.
Yeah.
Hold to when, Mr. President?
Next meeting.
July 13th. You want to hold that till July?
Yes.
Okay. At the request of the sponsor, hold till July 13th. I need a motion.
I'll make that motion. Hold it July 13th.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it is now 9:54, and the Finance Committee meeting is adjourned.
We'll go into the next committee, health, education, and welfare.
There I don't see anything on the docket, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll go to the next committee, ordinance committee, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I call the ordinance committee at 9:53. First off, I need acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on March 9th.
Do I have a motion to accept?
I would move acceptance.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First off on the docket is PCO 3-19, an ordinance relative to boat storage on residential property. This is not drafted. Councilman Corley.
I would ask that it be put in the pending file.
Okay, I'll take that as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those, any questions from any other members of the council? Any questions from the public on moving this to the pending file? Any questions from the public?
This time.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next up is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis.
Hold September 9th.
I'll make the motion to, on behalf of the sponsor, to hold to September 9th. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Number three is PCO 15-19 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. This is from Councilman Lattiser and Council President Marola for first passage as amended. Councilman Lattiser, Council President Marola.
Hold to August 17th.
I will make the motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to August 17th. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Number four is PCO 2-20, an ordinance relative to forming a commission to establish LED signage guidelines. This is Councilman Lattiser, not drafted.
I don't think your mic button was on, Councilman.
I'm sorry, hold till September 21st.
Okay, I'll make the motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to September 21st. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Number five is PCO 9-20, an ordinance in regards to amending Chapter 40-30, PCO 8-18, smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. This is for first passage, but it's not drafted. Councilwoman Travis, what's your pleasure?
August 17th.
I'll make the motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to August 17th. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. That closes the ordinance committee at 9:56.
So I believe the next committee is public safety, chaired by Councilman Sinapi, Councilmember Ricks, and Councilwoman Travis.
Yeah, just one moment, please.
Mr. President, for clarification, is it Councilwoman Travis or myself?
I apologize. It's you, because this is an old agenda.
Understood. No problem. The chairman's just having a couple technical difficulties. He'll be jumping on here in 2 seconds.
There we go. Power keeps going out of my apartment complex. All right, everyone hear me? I hope.
I can hear.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
All right, public safety. First item on the docket is acceptance of minutes from a committee meeting held on March 9th.
Move to accept.
Second. All right. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Next is PCO 11-20, resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at the northeast intersection of Abbott Avenue and Clinton Avenue. Second passage, Councilman McAllister.
I asked for favorable passage. I had a traffic study for this, and this is for second passage. Thank you.
Move favorable action. That
was- no comment, Mr. Chairman.
Somebody went to say something, or they just... All right, I heard somebody else's voice. Blow them by it.
Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
I just said I have no comments, and now you would go to the council.
No, it was besides your voice. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
So motion made and seconded. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? Or any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next is PCO 12-20, resolution in regards to erecting 3 stop signs on the east and westbound sides of Grant Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue and the westbound side of Hay Street at the intersection of Buttonwoods Avenue. Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, second passage.
Yes, I asked
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this was an item that we had converted into a ordinance, but per the charter provisions, it was unnecessary. So the recommendation would be to return it to its initial form in the resolution manner.
So that would apply to PCO 1120 as well.
That would be my thought
they
as well.
They should all become PCRs.
Oh, correct.
If I may.
They should be PCRs.
Yes.
Considering that these would be second passage.
No.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the full council at the March 9th meeting, it was a late night where we converted these items from a resolution to an ordinance. After further review, they were in their proper form. So the recommendation from legal counsels are to do a motion to reconsider this PCO 1120 and restore it to being a PCR 3120 in the original form that was presented to you at the March 9th meeting, which was in your packet.
And a PCR requires one passage, correct?
Mm-hmm. All right, so do we want to do the prior one first, or do we do the one we're on first?
Sure, if we could go back to item one on the agenda and take a motion to reconsider.
All right, so I'll move to reconsider PCO 11-20. Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so PCO 11-20 is on the floor, and we need a motion to tweak that into a PCR.
Reconvert it back into its resolution form.
Motion so moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And favorable as amended.
So then now we need a motion for favorable as amended.
Favorable as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We move on to PCO 12-20. We're going to need a motion to switch that one back as well.
Motion to approve.
We got to amend it first.
Amend it to its,
I meant to say motion to amend.
Form.
I apologize. Motion to amend.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And now we can do the next part.
So favorable as amended. Favorable, any other questions from folks?
Yeah, so any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Seeing none, motion made, and I'm not sure if we have a second yet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 24-19, ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. Councilman McAllister.
Yes, I have a traffic study backing this up. It's a very narrow road. The police report, the police study said it was very narrow and unsafe for two-way traffic to safely navigate this roadway without having to drive up on people's lawns or their curbing, so I asked for favorable action with this traffic study that's going along with this request.
Any other questions, members of the committee? Any questions, members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 28-19, ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is not drafted. Councilman McElroy.
So, why
motion to hold until August 14th? 17th, correction, yeah. August 17th?
Second.
Yeah.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. This is first passage. Councilman Lattiser.
Okay, so this goes back to the stop signs that I had requested earlier in the year. Also to the very traffic control signs that some of you have presented before the council this evening and have received favorable action on. It doesn't make any sense to me, particularly with stop signs where they have received a favorable traffic study as well as favorable support from the city council and are a health and safety issue, a public safety issue, especially with the traffic signs, that some of these time delays have taken place. Initially, I was looking to do this requirement that the signs be installed within 5 days. And I know several of my colleagues had expressed concerns with that short time frame and that, you know, given different conditions, weather-wise, et cetera, that that might not be ample time. 30 days certainly is a significant amount of time to be able to take a sign that probably is in inventory, particularly the stop signs, slow children signs, blind person, et cetera, all safety issues. I think that it's reasonable that we have a 30-day requirement that those signs be put up. Again, it makes no sense to have the traffic studies done, have it determined that that particular location is a safety issue and requires attention of the city, to have this sit there any longer than a 30-day time frame. Having said that, I would respectfully request favorable action on PCO 4-20.
So I looked at my notes from this when we last picked it up. None of my concerns have been addressed in the slightest. This still carries with it a criminal charges if someone doesn't follow it per our charter. It still has no exceptions whatsoever, such as if it's not possible to put out a sign within 30 days, for instance, if there was a snowstorm, and as our winters normally are, they weren't this year, but where the snow stays on the ground for a prolonged period of time or the ground remains frozen and a sign can't necessarily be put in. Basically, as written, this guarantees problems, some of them legal, which is just a bad idea. So I will be voting no. Any other comments or questions from members of the committee?
So, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Well, hold on one moment, please. Any other comments or questions from members of the committee? All right, go ahead.
Generally support Councilman Lattiser's proposed ordinance. And I think that perhaps there is a way to tweak it so that it's clear that even if the sign is not put up within the 30 days, then it simply, you know, doesn't become illegal as a result of those past actions, because obviously any stop sign that's on the books and is in fact present should be enforceable. So I don't really see that as a concern, but I suppose that if it makes sure that we have it all clear, I's dotted, T's crossed, then I certainly wouldn't have an objection to adding that clarifying language.
Councilman Lattiser, you were going to say something?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So certainly I can recognize the concerns that you have mentioned, and I'd be happy to meet with you and review those concerns and see if we can't come up with language that keeps us within the legalese requirements that are necessary. So having said that, if that is agreeable with you, I would be amenable to holding this until the August 17th meeting.
Request of the sponsors to hold this to the August 17th meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion
to hold. Sorry, go ahead.
Motion to hold to August 17th.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Next, we have PCR 10-20, a resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually was in discussion today with the mayor and with the director of DPW regarding that crosswalk. And at this time, I would also ask to hold this until August 17th.
Motion to hold until August 17th.
Need a second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCR 21-20, resolution relative to claims. Mary McGann. Slip to mine. Mary McGann's not on the meeting, Phil, is she?
I'll take a look. Hang on a second. I don't see her listed by name. If she is on the meeting, can hear this. If she could raise her hand, we could know her if she's using a phone number.
Mr. Chair, if she's not on, considering the COVID crisis, I'd ask that you give her an opportunity to get
My thoughts, exactly. I'm uncomfortable with denying the claim, given that she's supposed to have the opportunity to attend. Given that we're in the Zoom format, it seems unfair to kick it out now. So I rather hold it if possible.
Motion to hold till, would you feel comfortable with the September meeting, Mr. Chairman?
I think that's best. And then fingers crossed, we'll be meeting in person by then.
Motion to hold till the first September meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 38-20, resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Maywood Avenue to stop traffic entering onto Beach Avenue. Councilman McElroy, this is not drafted.
We can't hear him, Mr. Chairman.
Hold till the August meeting, please.
Motion to hold per request of the sponsor till August 17th.
Motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Lynn, is there a separate claims docket?
There is not tonight. There is not.
All right, because I have a few in my book. These are pushed to July then, I'm guessing?
You would have they would be on July.
All right, that's fine. So unless I'm missing something, then I believe public safety is concluded. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, Lynn.
You're all set.
All right. Public safety ends at 10:15, Jesus.
Thank PM. You. Thank you.
Intergovernmental.
Okay, the Intergovernmental Committee meets, meeting begins at 10:16. And give me a second to find them. Okay, I think the first item on the agenda is, I don't know if there are any pending minutes that need to be moved from previous meetings.
There are.
Yes.
Okay, well, I would ask for motions on each one of the...
There is one item, the motion to move for acceptance of the minutes dated March 9th, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, and there are no other minutes to be moved?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I think the first item on the agenda is PCO-3-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances. General Administration would require the Director of DPW to present monthly routine reports to the City Council. It's on for first passage. The sponsor is Councilman Lattiser.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask that this be held until August 17th.
Per request of the sponsor, PCO 3-20 held till August 17th.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Next item is PCR-184-19, a resolution related to no commercial trucking on Narragansett Parkway. I am going to move that be placed in the pending file.
Do we need a motion on that, Mr. Walsh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Motion to place PCR 184-19 per request of the sponsor to the pending file.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next item is PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. It's not drafted. Council President Marola. I know that the General Assembly is going to be meeting, but I don't know when they'll be done meeting.
Why don't we hold that to the September meeting?
The first meeting, Mr. President?
We can go to the second meeting because it would probably apply till next year.
Yes, sir. Per request of the sponsor, PCR 196-19, hold until September 21st.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the next item is PCR-24-20, resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works address the pothole, sinkhole, and drainage issues at the Anglesey community. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold to August 17th.
Per request of the sponsor, PCR 24-20, hold till September. Sorry, what was the date again, Mr.
September 7th. August 17th.
August 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
PCR 28-20, a resolution supporting codification of the cancer presumption by the General Assembly. Councilman Sinapi, not drafted.
We couldn't hear you, Councilman.
Sorry, I forgot that I double mute myself. Please hold till the September meeting because the August meeting is getting a bit packed.
First or second meeting, Councilman?
Oh, fair question. We'll go with the first for now.
Thank you. A motion to hold PCR 28-20 till September 9th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And PCR-39-20, a resolution in regards to amending PCR-1-19 City Council Rules, Rule 30, docketing. Councilman Lattiser, it's not drafted.
Hold September 21st.
Motion to hold till September 21st per request of the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
PCR 40-20, a resolution in regards to amending the City Council rules. Councilman Sinapi.
Hold till August, please.
Motion to hold PCR 40-20 till August 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And I believe that is the end of the intergovernmental committee meeting. Close at 10:22.
I believe the next committee is appointments, but there are no appointments requiring confirmation. And the next meeting after that is public properties, land use.
I'll call the committee to order unless there's any reason not to at this time. Okay, the time is 10:23 p.m. The Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order. First, we have acceptance of the minutes from the meeting on March 9th, 2020. Would Councilman Corley or Councilman McElroy?
I'm moving acceptance. I move second. Acceptance.
Second.
Do we have any comments from members of the council? From members of the public? And seeing no hands raised by members of the public.
There are no hands raised.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay, item one on the agenda, PCO 30-19, ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial property. This is for first passage, not drafted. I spoke with Councilman Sinapi. Councilman Sinapi, could you confirm to hold for August 17th?
Confirmed.
On request of the sponsor, do we have a motion?
I will move to hold it till August 17th.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Second item, similarly, PCO 10-20, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance, regulations for the installation of solar energy system. I believe that Councilman Sinapi also intended to hold it to August 17th.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I would move to hold it till August 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The ayes have it. Third and lastly, PCR 182-19, resolution regarding the lease Cooper Building. Councilman Lattiser, this is not drafted.
Hold August 17th.
Let's see. Do we have a motion?
I would move at the request of the sponsor to hold it to August 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. The committee closes at 10:26 p.m.